Then we moved to Headingham out here in Essex because we needed more space. My mother had come to live with us and the boys were getting bigger and their friends were coming to stay. And here we found lots of room. That took quite a bit of adjustment to country life, but the opportunity then presented itself for me to go back to medicine. I had a French cousin whose friend had a daughter who wanted to improve her English, and did I know anybody with young children where she could learn English and help in the house? I couldn't think of anybody, and then suddenly I thought, what about us? And that was the start. She wasn't a very good au pair, but I got going and I joined the local hospital ward rounds and got myself into some of the medical events in this area. And it was a time when they were seeking to recruit women who had been wasted to medicine. So really I was very fortunate to start coming back in at that time, and I jumped onto that bandwagon and managed to get a supernumerary post arranged with some difficulty. It wasn't easy, but however I had a very supportive family and quite a lot of support from local consultants who had seen me appearing regularly on ward rounds. And I got the job in Broomfield Hospital, and it went on from there. I got a series of house jobs, and it was such an eye-opener because I became aware of the huge changes that had taken place, not only in society, but in medicine itself.